Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up.
That's the Drifters bringing this back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sean Murphy is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Braintrust member, the author of The Optimistic Workplace. We're talking about what motivates employees. And, Sean, you were saying that employees more and more across the generations are looking for meaningful work. And I posed the question, especially for some of the generations, if we don't need to differentiate between what's meaningful and what's entertainment. Because the millennials, who, by the way, and I always have to say this real quick, two things real quick, Sean. Number one, probably the finest human beings we've ever raised.
Mm-hmm. Millennials.
I think they are one of I just think they're the best humans we've ever raised. I do love millennials, but sometimes when they show up for work, because of the way they've been raised, you have to raise them at work sometimes. So there's some things we have to deal with. And one of the things that we know about millennials is they've been entertained their whole life. Right?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just go out and play in the yard. They had play dates. So consequently, I think it's fair for an employer to be responsible for providing meaningful work, but not providing work that entertains. And I think that's where some tough love comes into play. What do you think?
Well, I like the distinction. It's not one that I've thought about before. And I would say a couple things about it. One is if that is occurring in a manager-employee relationship, a good place to start is to say, look, I want to be able to help you grow here in this company. And one of the things that I think will help do that is for me to know, what does meaningful work look like? And you may not even ask that question. You could ask probably a more probing question like, okay, so you work for us here. What kind of problems do you want to solve? What are you seeing that's not working? What are you seeing that needs improvement? And start rewarding the behavior that you want rather than this, well, I'm here and you need to entertain me, and if I'm not entertained, then I'm bored, and I'm bored.
How about this, Sean? How about I'm in the widget business. We make widgets and we sell widgets.
Yeah.
Do you think you could find meaningful work in the widget world? How about asking that question?
Yeah, it's a fair question. It's, you know, the same question to...
Because if they say, well, I never thought about that. Well, okay, why don't you come back when you've determined that you're interested in widgets? Because right. The truth is, if you're not interested in what we do, when you're online working, helping us do what we do, you're going to gravitate toward things that are not about what we do.
Yeah.
And I've asked my millennial employees before, am I correct in saying that there's an epidemic in American workplace where the millennial generation is spending time, too much time during the day, on their own social media, their own cell phones, et cetera, when they should be working? And every time I ask them, they've told me yes.
Well, you know, what's my experience from a consulting perspective as well as from my own company, is that part of that responsibility lies with the managers,
yep,
within the culture. And by that, what I mean is, how are you selecting people to begin with? You know, if you know that meaningful work is important to today's workforce, you know, how are you scanning for a meaningful alignment between what you do as an organization and what the person brings to the table skill-wise, as well as culture fit, right? And I think culture fit is probably more important than skill, because a lot of that skill, you could teach people to make a widget,
mm-hmm,
in this example anyways. So I think we need to be smart about what we're asking for and looking for in the interviewing process. But at the same time, so let's say somebody comes through the door and they're not finding meaning in the widget making process. Well, then I think it's a come to Jesus conversation.
Right.
Like, look, this is what we do here.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And
if we need you to feel fulfilled in the world of widgets.
And perhaps the focus isn't on the widget making process itself. Maybe it's the value that that widget creates for the customer, right?
Well, and so that's where, as you say, that's where the manager has to explain. You know, let me explain something to you. These widgets are dirty. They're not pretty. But do you have any idea how much they contribute to the customer?
Right.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah, and I think when you can start having that bigger picture conversation, which, by the way, is an important input into meaningful work and also an important input into just what we want as human beings, which is to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. When you can help them connect the dots from the day-to-day grind, so to speak, to how this ends up in the customer's life, there might be a shift there. Now, if there's no shift, if the customer or if the employee is still like, well, you know, this is just a 9-to-5 for me, and on my breaks and when you're not looking, I'm, you know, Instagramming or Snapchatting,
right,
then, you know, you've got a wrong fit in terms of an employee, and then that's a whole nother conversation.
And that's where you have to have work expectations that you can track, and that you know what it takes to get that done, and if they don't get it done, you know that there's a leak there somewhere.
Right.
I need your website again, Sean.
Switchandshift.com.
All right. The book is called The Optimistic Workplace. We're going to talk about some more of this with our good friend Sean Murphy after these messages. Tintail, here's CCR. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.